National Livestock Producers here in Tennessee, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's a good organization. I think it represents a good cause. I believe we're the largest representative of cooperative livestock marketing in the nation, and also provide some livestock financing. And we are producer-owned and producer-represented.
That's Stan Mantrick. He's chairman of the board of directors for the National Livestock Producers Association based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And that's an organization that's been around since the Packer and Stockyards Act was passed back in 1921. The NLPA board has been holding their annual meeting in Nashville this week, and Mantrick is a cow-calf operator from Oklahoma, and he's representing the National Livestock Commission Association on the NLPA board.
Seems like that we need about any organization that can put producers together and bring credibility to the information side of agriculture. And you know, we produce good food at cheap prices. Not everybody agrees with that, but when you look at the nation, in comparison with the world, we don't spend a lot of money on food percentage-wise. So, yeah, I think anytime that you've got people that represent agriculture, it's a wonderful thing because we represent a shrinking group.
Now, in the multi-billion-dollar business of livestock marketing and credit, National Livestock Producers Association provides a strong voice to protect business rights and encourage a competitive environment. And Stan Mantrick says livestock producers need all the help they can get these days to counter the attacks from animal rights activists.
Most of our farmers and ranchers, they care about the land, they care about their livestock. They're most of them born and raised that way, so they don't want to harm anything. And you don't make a profit out of mistreating animals and doing them wrong, because they'll pay back to you how you treat them. So,
and we hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.